political money is covering Louisiana like candy canes on a Christmas tree, sweetening the not-quite-done race for the U.S. Senate there. Next week's runoff between incumbent Democrat Mary Landrieu and the Republican candidate, State Elections Commissioner Susie Terrell, have little bearing on the balance of power in the Senate, but the race has become a kind of pride match between Democrats who hope to gain a little self-esteem after midterm losses and Republicans who are eager to make their triumph complete. There is so much political money surging into the state that Democratic Senator John Breaux calls the race the next Louisiana Purchase. John McGinnis is a political analyst, author, and publisher of the Louisiana Political Facts Weekly. He joins us from Baton Rouge. Mr. McGinnis, thanks very much for being with us.
Scott, glad to be here.
And is there a difference in how excited political interests outside the state are about the Senate race and voters in Louisiana?
Well, there seems to be a growing interest in the election with the president coming next week. He didn't campaign in Louisiana during the election season itself because he had three Republicans running and he stayed away. But now he's coming in next Tuesday. His father's coming in next Monday. Dick Cheney's already been here. And so that kind of celebrity watch is building excitement, especially among conservative voters. Democrats don't really have anyone to match that kind of firepower, although there's rumors that Bill Clinton's coming down to the Bayou Classic. We don't know if he'll show or not, but Jesse Jackson will be in town, too.
Mr. Clinton won the state twice, didn't he, if I'm not mistaken?
Yes, he did. And the last time in 96, Mary Landrieu was running for the Senate, and Clinton made a lot of appearances here in the last few weeks and just helped her pull her across the finish line, in effect. She only won by 5,000 votes. So she doesn't have that kind of support coming around this time.
I'm intrigued, at least at a distance, by the fact that both Susie Terrell and Senator Landrieu seem to be saying, I support President Bush. I mean, Susie Terrell says, she would vote with the president 100% of the time. But Senator Landrieu points out that she's voted with Mr. Bush 74% of the time.
Yeah, right. It's been a battle of percentages of who stood with the president more. And Landrieu could point to that she was there when it really counted on the tax cut vote and on energy policy. But Terrell has said that some of her votes on amendments tried to undercut or water down some of the president's proposals.
Mr. McGinnis, would I be naive, as thoughtful as we try to be here on this network, to take too issue-oriented a look at the election? I mean, it is Louisiana. I say that with respect. I'm from Illinois, and we like our politicians to have character. Know what I mean?
Yeah, and that's what's been funny about this race. This is not your ordinary Louisiana election here. You have two women from New Orleans. For a lot of voters, are kind of left a little bit cold on the choice between the two. But this has turned into a partisan election, which is also something different for Louisiana. This is, even though it's the state is voted Democratic in a lot of ways, and overwhelmingly Democratic registration, voters don't tend to look at things in Republican and Democratic prism. But in this runoff election is boiled down to that. So it's become a whether you support the president or not. And certainly in November, that helped to force a runoff. There was a strong feeling here of let's support the president and give him a senator he can work with.
I'm interested in a couple of issues that are raised in a race where two candidates are talking about the degree to which they support the administration. Bush administration has sponsored tariffs on steel imports. That obviously has come at the expense of some doing some business in the vast port of New Orleans. And then if the Bush administration moves ahead with trade legislation they want that would bring more Mexican sugar into the United States, that certainly stands a chance of damaging some of Louisiana's sugar industry.
Well, both candidates stand with on the Louisiana issue here, and Terrell said she urged the president against the steel tariffs and that she's against raising the sugar quotas. So it's kind of interesting. Both candidates are for free trade on steel and protectionism on sugar.
Mr. McGinnis, I think we all saw a few weeks ago how absurd and nonsensical the polls can be. So that being said, what do the polls say now?
They're still absurd and nonsensical. Two came out diametrically opposed. One was an independent poll showing Landrieu ahead 50 to 34. And when the word started leaking out on that, the Terrell campaign released their own poll done by a Florida firm that showed her ahead by, I think, 3 points or 4 points. And there had been a couple other polls that have come out that showed Terrell ahead. And there's a general sense here that if she's not ahead in the polls, she certainly has the momentum heading into the last week of the election. And Landrieu is going to have to do something to turn that around. But with the president coming next Tuesday, it looks like the momentum will continue going for Terrell.
Thanks, Mr. McGinnis.
Thanks a lot.
John McGinnis is a political analyst and publisher of the McGinnis Political Facts Weekly, speaking from Baton Rouge.